or good afternoon, depending where you're listening in the world. I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. I'm the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show, and this is the show where we talk and I share with you the wisdom and insight I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I am here for you during these accelerated times of change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do. I welcome you to join me because it is a call-in show and you can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to be specific. And so I do. Before we go to phone lines, I was going to talk about auras today. And the auras are a very fascinating subject to me because everyone can get into what their color of their aura is. And if you ever had a chance to do acrylic photography, I really highly recommend it because you get to see your aura, your energy field. Because another word for aura is energy fields. And I know I talk about energy and energy exercises all the time. And so we all come in with an energy field, another word for aura. It was called aura for years and years and years. And so actually I like to refer it to an energy field because sometimes aura has a negative connotation of what's your aura and some kind of like, you know, just kind of like hokey kind of stuff. But we are made of energy, and so it does come with frequency and color. And so we absolutely come in with a base color. And actually that color tells a lot about the person as far as their likes, their wants, their desires, their teacher. Like when, a lot of times people that have a lot of green, and during readings I'll say, I see a lot of green in your energy field. Greens and blues have a lot of natural teacher, helper, healers. When somebody has a lot of yellow and green, you could hear me say and during a reading that the yellow-green people, it can be the most confusing because they can try in a lot of hats. And with people have a lot, that means a lot of different talents. So a lot of people that have a lot of yellow-green, they could be anywhere from a doctor to a lawyer to a teacher to a helper to an actress to a pianist to a songwriter to a budding business person to a computer person. They have, it's many, many arenas, and that's where the yellow-green people, again, it's like they have a lot of different hats that they could try on. And so they could be a little bit confusing on what they want to do as far as a purpose. Yellow people that have mostly yellow and orange, they tend to be more of the people that are analytical. Like lawyers, a lot of lawyers or math data or IT people tend to have a lot of yellow and orange spectrum on the scales. And then you have the red people, and the red people tend to be very grounded. I had a friend that she was just really, really red, and she was grounded. She had green in her too, so the green was her green thumb. Literally, she had loved to do plants, and she was very good with it. And the red was really her connection to earth, and the earth is a very has a red color to it. And so that's think of us as the mountains on the Grand Canyon. So when we all start to tap into our own energy field, and a lot of people say, can your auras change and can they change throughout the life? Absolutely. I see when I'm looking at somebody's energy field and I see that their base color, so think of we all come in with the base color, and so that's our soul signature. It's our unique energy pattern. And that does not change. In my view, from where I read the energy field, and there's 50,000 ways to read it, it's like reading an MRI and I turn it backwards, upside down, inside out. And so I read your energy all different ways. And it's like an energetic MRI. Think of it that way. But when I see somebody, their base color, like a blue entering, and their base is a very yellow-green, that I'd see that that's the time that they're entering into a period of wise wisdom. High blues and purples, that's what my aura is. And it's, I come in with that. High blues, purples, and whites. And that means blue as an indigo and purple. That's the sign of the intuitive, the sign of the old soul. It's the sign of connected to the purple. It's all about intuition. And so it shouldn't be surprising that my aura is blue and purple and white. And that white is the connection to spiritual source, spiritual energy. And so that's the other spectrum of the rainbow. As far as think of colors, so they go underneath the rainbow, and so we fall all in between. There's even tan. There's all different kind of colors, like subcategories. But I just want to keep it very simple today, that you can tap in again to see what color you are. And what's fascinating about colors, what I find, is that people tend to wear or get drawn to their favorite colors is those that they that are in the aura field. For years and years and years, I always wore purple was my favorite color. I loved very high light pinks and blues. Those were my favorite colors, and sure enough, that's my aura. And my energy field has a lot of those colors. And so if you're drawn to a certain color, you radiate that out. And this is what's fascinating, because think think of, we all seek balance, the yin-yang sign. We all are looking for balance. Our body seeks balance. We want to have that balance. And a lot of times I noticed when, even though I liked the yellows and the purples and the blues, when I would wear them, I'd be drawn to them because I'm drawn to the like energy. And so my whole house was purple and pink and all of these, again, blues. And so that represents my energy signature. But it was interesting when I noticed when I would wear red or yellow that people would really say to me, wow, you look really good. Or orange, like a salmon colored. My energy would pop out. And why is that? Because I would be balancing my energy. So this is what fascinated me about how many times, again, when I'd wear a yellow or a red, that people would say to me how good it looked on me, and they would feel the balance within my energy field. Because even if they see it, most people don't believe that they can see energy, but we all are taking in energy messages, either claircognitively, we just said there's a sense of knowingness, or we hear things, and so we're all downloading information. And so there's a part where we all read energy, we're all reading everybody's energy. You just think if somebody's in a bad mood or they're really prickly, you kind of back away from them. When somebody's really open and really gregarious and you don't even have to have a conversation with them, you'll feel it. And so in their energy, we look very open and very bubbly and very yellow and very inviting. And so, again, you would go toward that person if you were asking for directions and if versus somebody feeling prickly. So this is where we all have our own signature. This is where it's, again, balance. And so to figure out your own color, see colors that you were drawn to, or think about the categories that I said. And the greens tend to be the teachers. A lot of blues in the energy field goes to a teaching, but it's kind of a higher form. I don't want to say higher form. It's a different form of teaching. Blues have a lot of spiritual and spirituality. Indigo, kids, everyone's talking about the indigos, and the arrival of their indigo children that they came in by a storm in the late 90s, but there was early indigos, and obviously because I'm an indigo energy field, and so the indigo energy is, again, this is spiritual. It has the teaching of a spiritual nature, and people are drawn to that versus where people that are green. My sister is very green and yellow, and she is an elementary school teacher, and she so her energy field reflects that. And so we're both teachers, but a different format of where we take our teaching. And so, again, auras are fun to look with, fun to play with, fun to fool around with, and the more you get to know yourself, the more you get to have fun with yourself. Knowledge is empowerment. And so getting to tap into your energy field, see what colors you're drawn to, notice what colors people say you look good in, and then go to the opposite side of the rainbow. So again, you look good in the yellows and reds, and you kind of pop out there, and people notice you, then your energy is probably in the blue-green spectrum. Not always, but it's usually pretty accurate. I'd say 85%. And also go down to, again, the categories of what you like to do. Real creative people are really, again, yellow, and they have a lot of yellow energy. And so let's say you had to go for a power meeting, and where you had to hold your core, wearing something yellow, or a lot of times people talk about their red outfits, their power red. People use colors because it not only complements their aura field, it brings in balance. And so, again, if I were to go into a business meeting where I had to hold my core, I'd make sure that I'd wear at least something red so I would have that core energy of balance so people could feel that, and they could feel the balanceness in the energy field. So, again, auras are another way to say your energy field. Getting to know yours is empowering for you. And then, and as I always say, then start doing the energy exercises, clearing them. Because when I see a dingy red or a dingy yellow, that means that you're taking on, it's like a window, and we need some Windex. We all need to have some Windex, or it's just like I like to say, clearing your energy field is just like energy maintenance. You need to brush your teeth, you take a shower, so you want to think of yourself as an energetic being that you want to wash your body in that energy field. So then it's nice, shiny colors going out, and think of the shinier, the more life goes into flow. So that's the talk about the auras. We're going to be going to a break, and we'll be opening up the phone lines after this short break. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show, and we're guest host of The Dr. Pat Show. So we'll be back right after this short break.
How to help people deal with loss in the grieving process. The new online certificate in bereavement studies at the Center for Integrative Health focuses on the spiritual, cultural, and workplace aspects of loss. Completely online, the one course per month format allows you to complete the certificate in as little as 9 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University Systems Center for Integrated Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org.
Have you signed up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter? Find out about upcoming guests, current promotions, events, and information. Go to thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com and sign up now. Go Green at the Go Green Expo, the nation's leading eco-friendly trade show. Learn how to green your business, your home, your kids, and save money on your energy bills. Visit GoGreenExpo.com and learn how to live healthier and help our environment. See Dr. Pat in person and listen to her speak with other top eco-minded leaders and celebrities at the Go Green Expo in New York City, April 17th through the 19th at the Hilton. Visit GoGreenExpo.com for details.
Energy medicine is the new frontier, and the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, a pioneer in the field, has been teaching energy medicine for over 15 years. Hospitals nationwide host their students as interns. Bring your life, work, and health to the next level. Study at the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, where they're proving your beliefs affect your health. Visit instituteofhealing.com or call 860-286-5400. That's instituteofhealing.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott Lynch from Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center. Listen up. Do you work in front of a computer more than 1 hour per day? Research shows that poor posture while working in front of the computer can cause the stress response leading to physical and emotional compromise. So don't forget, every hour, recheck your posture and take in 6 deep breaths. This will help you maintain peak health. For more healthy living tips, visit us at vcwc.net. Once again, vcwc.net.
So, Susan, how's your diet going?
It's going great. I had noodles for dinner last night.
Noodles? Come on, that can't be on your diet.
Well, I eat Miracle Noodles. They're the secret calorie-free noodles that Japanese women have eaten for years to stay thin.
How is that possible?
They're made only from soluble fiber. That's it. Guilt-free noodles, Eva.
Well, I'm sold. Where do you get them?
Well, it's my little secret. But okay, you can get them at MiracleNoodle.com.
The search is over. You found the station that's not afraid to be different. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
The Carol Conn Show, and I am Carol Conn, the guest host of the Dr. Pat. And, Benny, why don't we go to the phone line?
Of course, the Dr. Pat Show.
Oh, sorry.
There we go. Well, of course, you're hosting Dr. Pat, but what does she do? We want to know.
She's part of the Dr. Pat Network.
There you go. Sounds good. Hey, let's bring on Syl. She's calling in from Belle Plaine, Minnesota. She wants to know, since you are talking about auras today, Carrie, what her aura looks like. So, Syl, welcome to the show.
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Benny. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, Carrie, I'm really interested in my aura. If you could give me just a quick reading, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, and what's your first name? I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
It's Sylvia. Short.
Sylvia, okay.
I
thought I was hearing Jill. Syl? Okay, all right, got it. That would make sense. All right, Sylvia, when I look into your energy first, actually it's very interesting because you have a lot of yellows in your energy field, and it's over on your left side, and I'm seeing a lot of greens, but I also see what I was talking about before as far as the blues coming into you, and it's like a big bellowing cloud that is billowing cloud coming on the right side. So think of the right side as the coming inside, and it's when I see it's up in the air. So think of over the last 2 years, last 2 months, pay attention to seeing the number 222, and even February of this year has been like a call to spirituality, call to getting to clear out, because I see the cloud is like doing a spiraling. So it's like a spiritual cleaning up of yourself. So when we start going through those motions, we start having something's got to give, something's got to feeling of something, an urge, an urgency of like I got to move, I got to push, I got to clean up, I got to even sometimes clean my house, do that kind of stuff. Something's got to change is what your whole energy is talking about. And then when I go to the yellow side, it's interesting because that creativity and that even natural sense of business, and you're very clear cognitive. So trust your intuition, because you have it over in a corner that looks like an accordion, and so that means it's like smushed energy. So you want to make sure you take out that creativity, take out that clear knowing, and trust your gut, trust your own intuition, because I see a maternal grandmother coming and pointing to your third eye. And so that's opening up. So think of those blues means open up your own intuition. Pay attention to, especially when you're a clear cognitive person, to that clear knowing part. And also she's putting green around the heart. And so it's healing of the heart. Green is the color of healing, teaching. But also she's purposely putting it around the heart and healing the issues of the heart, heartache and heartbreak. And she even goes back down to since you were little. So think of this again. I said twos are very good, Sylvia, as far as a growth period. You're entering in, again, a spiritual period, and especially over the last 2 years of when the higher the clouds, the more the person, it's like coming in from a very, think of your higher consciousness landing through your physical body. And so when we start merging with that energy, it does clean up our houses. Just let's say that anything that's been dragging us down is coming up to our consciousness, and we want to make sure we bring it out. And then the grandmother keeps on showing me your, like, creativity, letting it out of the box. So what did you do? Like, did you play an instrument or something like that, and you kind of put it away and haven't been playing for a while? Or what did you kind of creatively, where have you put yourself in a box?
Well, I'm in the spring play this next month.
There we go.
So, and I didn't try out for it because I'm not much of a singer.
Uh-huh.
But the person that had the part backed out. Her parents made her back out. So I just got it at the last minute. So
all right. That would be, okay, that's why I'm seeing the accordion. Because what she's showing me, especially because this is the left side, so that's the female side, and that feeling smushed part. So what she wants to do to encourage you is that, and she keeps on pointing to since you're younger, so that there's a part of you that's the natural actress, hold a presence on the stage. And so, and that you could have put it off since you were little, kind of like not been. Sometimes it's even that we're not given the opportunity, right? And so we're not given the opportunity, or we could have been painfully shy, but there's a part of you that naturally has a stage presence. And so there's a part she's encouraging you to not get hung up on the thinking or singing part. Go for this. This came to you for a reason, because you're going to be stretching that yellow out, and that creative energy is really, think of like attracts like. Yellow is a very good energy for manifesting, and same with the number twos. And so I'm not surprised it just kind of fell in your lap. That's supporting the manifestation energy. But she's going back to clearing stuff since you were a little girl. And so really embrace this time, especially again over the last 2 months since February. You're real turning around the corner over the next 2 years, and this is really integrating spirituality in your physical life, and that's really going to balance you and open up your eyes unbelievably as far as trusting your own intuition, because you're extremely intuitive. It's like buds are ready to bursting to bud within you. It's like I see a bunch of flowers, lotus flowers. And so, and also she keeps on giving you peace of heart, peace of mind, peace of heart. Okay?
Okay.
Alrighty.
That is great. Thank you very much,
Carrie.
You
go sing away, Sil.
Yes, I will. I will.
All right, you guys have a great day. Okay, you too, hon.
Thanks very much, Sil, from calling in. That leaves another line open at 1-800-930-2819, the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819. Carrie, let's head off to Boston, Massachusetts. I should say Boston. I should work on my accent. I know, right? Patricia's actually looking to purchase some new home or a new. She's in the real estate market right now. She hasn't quite found a home, at least what she's looking for. She needs some help, some motivation. And Patricia, welcome to the show.
Thank you for taking my call. Yes, you hit the nail on the head. I can't find the right property, and I cannot figure out why.
Okay. All right. Actually, you have a father in spirit?
Yes.
Okay. Dad comes in first. He's also saying plain Joe. He called out the name Joe. And then he's showing me, you know the Bazooka Joe guy, right?
That, yep.
There was a bazooka. And I think then he shows me the guy that had the the Bazooka Joe with. He had the collar, all is like his shirt up his collar, like he only saw his eyes or his mouth was covered. And so it's interesting. He showed me stripes. Red and white stripes that have to do, they look like jail stripes. So think of that. He's pointing out we're pulling down that collar so your mouth is exposed and your throat chakra is exposed, because this, especially we want balance between the head and the heart and feeling where, think of the turtleneck represents where you're feeling restricted, and also the red and white energy of the stripes of the shirt represent jail or imprisonment. So think of Dad's bringing this up where I would encourage you of where you're looking, of expanding where you're looking, and not to put yourself in a box or like feel like it has to be a certain area. Like go, and he's not talking about 15 minutes or 30 minutes outside of where you're looking. He's talking about just expanding. I'm seeing like even into 5 to 15 minutes, and that's going to open up the horizon. But also when it comes into end of May, June, when I see the earth, that's a sign of my, that sometimes things could be where it's outside of our hands, and where it could be, it literally be something that's in probate court that hasn't been in the market, and end of May, middle of June, you find it, and it's the perfect house that you have. A lot of times we hear these stories where people have a thing in their mind. They do all their intentions. They do a vision board, and they have a clear, and then so they put there, and they wonder, what the heck is going on? This is not manifesting for me, and I'm doing all the things that that this should be a piece of cake, and then all of a sudden they find out that the perfect house was not ready for them because it had to, again, go through probate or something like that. And so I'm seeing, especially, again, when it comes to end of May, June, openings up for you. And then it's kind of interesting because I see you, it's like right when you're ready to go for one that's more than okay, you like it, then I'm seeing you find one that you love it, but it's just in time. It's like I'm not seeing paperwork signed, so you don't have to, it's not like you get in a contract and it's the one that you're like, oh my God, it's right down the street, I absolutely love it. It's like, it's all in the timing part. So first of all, he's emphasizing, see where, because takes that turtleneck shirt and he talks about as far as looking to see where in your life where you, again, feel condensed, where you feel imprisoned, where you feel tight, because that will spill over in other parts of our life. And so, because he lays that shirt on the bed, and then he's, so think of that as just, that this is what the condensed period right now. Is what you're going through, but you also can do steps to get out of it, meaning he's pointing directly to your throat chakra. So I would be singing, moving, grunting, or even going, is clearing that throat chakra, and we have to have a clear throat chakra when we want to connect our head and our heart, and it's really important, especially the throat is all about expression and creativity and being able to express our desires. And so think of right now, and I'm hearing frog in the throat, and especially he's showing me November of 208, and then I see again there's something in February, and I feel February's in the past, and I don't know why he's trying to bring me February to 203. So you think about that as far as why is he talking about February of 203 or anniversary around 3. He showed me my grandfather died in February 3rd, actually, and I want to say the name George because there's some when I have to say everything that they're showing me because they're bridging a message to you. So think about that later, especially when it's issues of the heart, because I'm seeing your right heart show like closing it, a shutter down. So that could have been hurt in the male department or even a strong female department. Going back to as far as November, this is a time for you, especially he's like, don't give up hope. This is where you're getting out of any kind of places that, again, has you feel in jail. I pay attention to when they show characters of, like, Bazooka Joe, that's bubblegum of, like, what we had when we were younger. So it's like, think of clearing out. I'd call it in shamanism, they call it a soul retrieval time. So this is a real clearing out of any kind of residual energies, and then it will allow you to go into that new beginning, new home, as with totally new beginnings. And it's not that far, right around the corner. May to June. Wednesday is April Fool, so April 1st. So that's not a long time. So keep your heads up, keep looking, and again, it's right around the corner, May to June. But it doesn't mean don't be looking now. Okay.
Great, thank you. I just wanted to tell you his name was Joe. And I have been clearing my throat for the past 2 months, just mainly because I've been sick. But, yeah, I've been doing that a lot.
Okay, perfect. So
thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And also make sure, Patricia, as far as like even I offer energy exercises, and this is for everybody. If you've not emailed me and got energy exercises, please email me. They're for free, and you can do them and just very easily integrate them throughout the day, especially if you're noticing that you've been clearing your throat. It's like you're really releasing old stuff, and he keeps on talking about 3 to 7, 3 to 7. So that's a 3-year-old, 7-year-old, and that that this is a major deal, because you are soul retrieval is taking those aspects, bringing those back to us that are healed. And so then it's like a rebirthing, resurrection. That's all wonderful. And that's why you go into the new house as like a new person. So that's a very big deal. Okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All righty. Benny, I'm looking at the time and wondering if we should go to another break before we go back to the phone.
I think that's a perfect idea.
Alrighty.
Take us on out.
All righty.
Or I'll do it. Okay, you can give us a call.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. Go ahead. Take us out there, Carrie. It's all you.
We'll be back. You're listening to Carrie O'Connor's show. We'll be back right after this short break.
With the changing economy, how will you take care of your health without breaking the bank or adding more hassle to your busy life? Best-selling author Kat James's Transformational Orientation Seminars could be the free ticket you're looking for. During these free evening phone sessions, Kat will answer your inside-out health or beauty question live and present the principles of her acclaimed Total Transformation programs and best-selling book, The Truth About Beauty. Find out if Kat's renowned approach could transform your looks and life as you enjoy the call from comfort from your own home. With zero investment or obligation, you'll hear Kat tell her incredible story of transformation live, as well as other inspiring success stories. Get the latest health news, recipes, and lifestyle strategies. Enjoy exclusive discounts on Kat's programs. You'll even have a chance to win an 8-week full curriculum teleprogram valued at $600. Visit thekatjamesshow.com to register for Kat's free transformation orientation seminar today.
Would you like to smile more and feel more joy in your life? Lihi Joy's funny, delightful, inspiring items have proven to put big smiles on people's faces and make them feel good. That's why their joyful creations were given to all the top nominees at the 2009 Academy Awards. So, to get big smiles and feel good now, visit flyhighjoy.com or call 888-569-1332.
Performance Velocity brings you the breakthrough human performance formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit performancevelocity.com and start getting results now.
Are you ready for balance and wellness? Daisy Thompson at Northwest Healing Studio is a nationally known energy intuitive and Reiki master. By repatterning your energy structure, Daisy can help you make the changes you need to start attracting the life you want to experience. If you live with depression, anxiety, illness, pain, or stress, call Daisy at 206-550-8469 and begin to realize your true path in life. Visit NorthwestHealingStudio.com.
Hi, I'm Paul McCormick, and I want to help you become financially free. Go to my website, SecretsOfTheMillionaireInside.com, and you'll find my book that just became a bestseller, Passing Up Susie Orman and Rich Dad Poor Dad. And when you buy my book today, you're going to get 4 ebooks, all for the price of one. Plus, I'm going to throw in 6 CD downloads absolutely free when you buy my book today. Go to my website, SecretsOfTheMillionaireInside.com. SecretsOfTheMillionaireInside.com.
No other station brings you this much variety. Welcome to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor, the guest host of the Dr. Pat Network. And Benny, why don't we go back to those phone lines?
I would love to. We're actually going to stay in Seattle now. We're going to have Addison on the air with us, and she's looking for a love interest and or a relationship. She's been single for a little bit of time now, and she wants to know, where's she going to go? Where's her man? She's looking for it. So, Addison, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Addison, how are you?
Hi, I'm okay. How are you, Carrie?
I'm doing very well. So, what's going on? Love interest.
Yeah, I've been single for 20 years, and it's gotten very old, old.
Okay.
So,
all right. All right. You know, Addison, I'm seeing a maternal grandmother coming in with a paternal grandmother, and they're pointing to the heart chakra, and I'm going to the left side, and they're putting pink in there, and I see a shudder going up. So think of, and actually it's interesting because they're saying 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. So pay attention to seeing the numbers, 10, 10, 10, 10, on the clocks, on radios, and especially going back to the month of August. So 10 is August, and she's and 10 is a master number. So think of that they're giving you master numbers to give you encouragement as far as, like, and I'm hearing the song, Don't Give Up On It, Baby, and that there's a part where they're saying, and I always pay attention to when they do this. Whenever they bring out a big eraser, and they want to, like, subtract a time. One time this woman, and I've had to say this to several pregnant women that were trying to get pregnant with, they said, I've been trying for 7 years, 5 years. They were doing infertility, but their body told me, or their spirit guides or their family members said, no, actually, technically, it's really only been 3 years because of energy-wise. And so what they're saying is that the last, for 10 years, so you want to subtract 20 years out of your head. And part of that's for your psyche, part of it's for your subconscious, because the more we are subconscious, you voiced it and your whole energy went down flat. I've been single for 20 years and I'm tired of it. And so, and 20 years is a long time, but when they go and erase time, it's like that, think of 10 years from of the 20 years you weren't totally ready for a relationship. And I see the a shutter going up and down, like a windows shutter. That means to me, like, your left side of your heart, you were your heart energy was busy working within yourself, serving other people, that kind of thing. So it wasn't ready to enter in a relationship. So does that mean, what does all of that mean? That means now, especially with the month of 10, so think of October of last year, there's been a major turning of the corner where you're clearing out old issues of the heart. And also, Addison, really getting into, the grandmothers are talking about the moons as far as paying attention to the cycles of the moons and the planets. And this is not like airy-fairy. On new moons, where this we want to push our wishes out there. On full moons, it's like a completion of thankfulness, of attitude of gratitude, because there's a part where they were taking brooms and, like, clearing out in front of your energy field of any part of your worst nightmare. So think of, if you think about, I'm not going to meet anybody, they want to clear that away. So really pay attention to what you're thinking about as far as words and thoughts that you're saying, because you're subconsciously thinking, my worst nightmare is I'm not going to meet anybody, and then it's spilling over to some conscious thoughts. So you want to make sure whenever that comes into your head, literally put that thought in a, visualize it in a ball and blow it away. You're blowing it back to pre-creation. You're putting it out of your energy field, because we can make our energy feel foggy, and then it's just, that's harder for people to come in. And so you want to have it really clear and not come from your past experiences, and even really get into the thought of, my past does not define me, and actually my current circumstances does not define me. That I might not be with a partner right now, but I am being the best partner that I am with myself. And so I'm enjoying myself. I'm loving myself. I'm so good and full of myself that I don't even know how I'm going to make room for a partner. Just like really getting into self-love and really, again, write a list down, Addison, of everything you want in a partner and that you desire in a partner, and do that for yourself, because it literally changes a frequency that goes out of the energy field, because what you're looking for is a complement relationship, not a you complete me. And so we've been having years and years and years where we're looking for our other half. And so that means that what we're saying is that we're not whole on some level. And this is where we're waking up to saying, I don't want to have a half whole relationship where I'm worthy of much more. So think of, there's a part of your consciousness that was very attuned to that. You're feeling and hearing the energy of the complement relationships arriving, and they have arrived last year. That they came in the air on the collective consciousness. So think of, subconsciously, we all felt a shift where the divine complement relationships have entered, and now in 209, a lot of people are meeting each other, and these partnerships are very different. They come in, they can happen very fast. Things can move along very fast. It's like, it's a divine twin energy. And so, in that, we all deserve those, and we all have divine complements out there, and we have more than one. And so a lot of people think, oh, I met my soulmate 20 years ago, I'll never find one. And that's not true. We all have more than one, but it's like, think of it, this is the year of you finding the mate. The biggest thing is literally cleaning the closets, physically, mentally, emotionally, and making room. If you were to go in your room right now, is there room for somebody to move in? And if there isn't, physically make room for somebody to move in. Get out the any kind of clutter or things that are blocking any kind of relationship issues, because there's a real part where I'm seeing blocks in the, especially in particular the bedroom and in the closet. So think of, not only will that exercise your arms, and then the grandmother showed me the computer. Are you resistant to do computer dating? What's that?
Yeah, I don't want to. I actually met someone in September that was, I thought was awesome, but for some reason he's either not ready or too afraid, or I don't know.
Yeah, well, this is where I was just going to say, I see a weight in your arm on your right side, so, and I'm seeing you exercising the weight. So think of that as where your the September relationship gave you a an opening to exercise the weight of seeing what it's like to be in partnership, and don't take it personally that he's not ready, because there's a part that I see that his left part of his, he opened up your heart chakra so you could be more in partnership. Part of him is, sometimes it can be hard not to take it personally when somebody's not ready to go to that next step, when we are, when they're awesome, but it really is not personal. It's like he, I'm seeing he's kind of symbolically holding on to some garbage from his past, and so it weights him down, and so that would have him weighted in and not being able to enter totally into a relationship. When I see that, that means to me that the person, that's more of a, that's not a you compliment me relationship. That's a you complete me, and you're going for a want a relationship where there's flow, where the people flow together, not that the people, that they both bring their Santa Claus bags of heaviness. So think of this as where you really, that he opened the door, and so also going back into gently clearing out so he doesn't remain as a block, because people can energetically hang on to somebody hoping that they will change, and that can block up or fog up our energy field. And so take the lesson, take the attitude of gratitude of meeting. He opened up your heart chakra. And again, I'm seeing the shutters going up and down as far as in the left side. So that's related to the female energy. That's also a relationship to taking in energy, ability to take in, love, nurturing. And so be the partner that you want. Write what you see in this guy and that you really like in this individual, and do it for yourself. And also at the same time, know that there's another partner in the way, especially I'm hearing love is in the air, especially when it comes into the J's, June and July, and that's your skating. There's also some sort of Dorothy connection, because I'm seeing Dorothy Hamill on his side, and also I'm hearing the word Tim and Jim, and so there's some kind of Tim-Jim connection. But if a Michael asks you out, do not go out with him and wait for Tim or Jim, because his dead brother could be Tim or Jim. So there's some sort of Tim-Jim connection, and again, same with Dorothy, and I feel that that's a paternal grandmother connection or somebody like a grandmother to him. And so think of his people are already coming in on your right side, and so that shows me that and your people are connecting and clearing out the other person's energy, and again, having you be able to take the wisdom from the relationship, leave the pain part. It's not personal. He just is not ready to step into a relationship, and it's not personal. Take the gift that he helped open up the heart. And actually, it's interesting because I see that when you step out and get involved in another relationship, that you could hear from him in like next September, and that he's more ready. And then it's like torn between two lovers, but you have a smile on your face because there's a part where I hear same old with him. So he could feel ready, but he's not ready, and so it's going to be a very easy decision with you. But it's like a paradox of when it rains, it pours, right? And so like it's either feast or famine, and so you're entering the events of the famine part, but this is where you're really going now. It's like the feast part, so enjoy the feast and realize that you're already sitting in that chair of entitlement, meaning that you're telling yourself or retraining yourself that you are absolutely entitled for that divine compliment relationship, that you're not lowering your standards to enter into any kind of completion, because that's codependency patterns, and we all deserve much more than that. We deserve flow compliment relationships, and they can bring us to our highest potential, and so that's what we want in all our partnerships, as far as personal, friends, all of that. And so, and this is what it's our birthright too. So we got to take the stance and say, this is what we're doing. This is what we're calling for ourselves, and this is where we're holding the tension for when things are being created and they're not quite in the physical world yet. Okay.
Right. I'm just really shocked, Gary. I really appreciate it. I thought I would hear, even on a friendship level, from him. And you called out his name earlier. I was listening and I almost passed out because his name keeps coming to me in different forms, and it's really disturbing.
Okay, the guy that you're seeing now?
No, I'm not seeing him. We only went on a couple of dates. But
okay, all right. So think of that. That it's where I'm seeing the heart going back and up and down in the shutter. Think of that is because it's being pulled up to get. To get cleared out. So think of that, that there's an opportunity for you to, again, take the wisdom to be able to say, okay, I'm taking the gift from this and not getting into the pain. And so when we start hearing things, and then I said the name, it's a part of your grandmother's into your higher consciousness wanting to clear this out of the front fibers, and that's where we put our hopes, dreams, and desires. It's also where we put our worst nightmares. So you want to clear those thoughts out so it allows the energy of the new guy coming in, and that he, again, was a weight that helped you step into that partnership. And then this is where get excited, start to get right, literally write out what he you liked about him, start doing that more for yourself. What is it you look for in a partnership? What adjective is very common in that? Like a lot of people like security, they want the security, then they have to be secure within themselves and find that security within themselves. And so then all of a sudden there's a our energy shifts, and then we meet that the person's frequency comes in. It's all about energy. And so think of this as an opportunity for you to really clear out. He opened up the window of the heart, and that you're stepping into that divine complement relationship, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right, Sherry. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. You have a lovely day.
Thanks, Addison, for calling in. And obviously some words of wisdom, too, there, Carrie. You mentioned earlier about Tim and Jim, you know, like, could it
right.
be, like, a brother thing? You know, if they're,
exactly.
like, you know, identical brothers, she could maybe date one for a little bit, you know. And if it doesn't
right.
work out, then she could go after the other one. I mean, there's, you know,
there
positives
you
in all relationships, right?
That's right.
And
that's
she
right.
she must be proactive. I know that helps, too, for me, especially
absolutely.
When I was out in the dating scene.
Absolutely.
No longer, ladies. I am unavailable anymore. So, I know, Carrie, right?
And that is a big disappointment to all the ladies.
I know. Our hearts are just breaking wide open all over.
I'm serious.
Right?
You're a very good catch, Sonny.
I do my best. Well, hey, before we run off, we're going to take actually a quick break. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, and we'll be right back.
Bellagenza, extraordinary hair care, provides professional results naturally. Bellagenza is proud to be the first and original in this category. A line of products that's human-friendly and performs beyond professional standards. Safe, food-grade products that exceed expectations, give great results, and have your well-being in mind. Until now, natural products in salons meant underperformance or, at best, a trade-off between being good for the environment but giving less than ideal results. Bellagenza's products are good for you and the environment. Bellagenza's 8-ounce bottle of incredible shampoo is equivalent to a 20-ounce bottle of professional shampoo because Bellagenza starts with a base of aloe rather than water. Visit Bellagenza.com. That's BELEGENZA.com.
Hi, I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. For weeks, you've heard me stress the importance of probiotics to your health and beauty transformation plan. Healthy inner ecology gives new meaning to the term inner beauty and is critical to your digestion, looks, and immune health. How do you get your inner ecology humming? Start with a quality daily probiotic to balance your good versus bad bacteria. My favorite, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It's fermented for 3 years using 12 strains of living bacteria, including the powerful TH10 strain. It even helps your body produce its own unique strains of good bacteria. I've recommended Dr. O'Hara's for years and seen some amazing benefits in myself and in my program attendees who use it daily. Take your inner beauty to the next level. Get Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus today at Vitamin Shop and other health stores or online at probiotics12.com.
This product has not been evaluated by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Results may vary.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on KKNW AM 1150. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific.
I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to make sure you don't miss the final event in the 2009 Extraordinary People Lecture Series. Join Don Miguel Ruiz, international best-selling author, of the Four Agreements on April 24th at the Center for Spiritual Living in Seattle. Go to thedrpatshow.com under the Featured Events section for more information and to purchase your tickets now. Don't miss this opportunity to be inspired. Go to thedrpatshow.com for more details.
Open your ears, open your heart, open your mind. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show Network. Benny, why don't we go to this phone line?
I would love to do that, and we want to obviously, again, express good wishes to Addison in her search for a good relationship.
Absolutely.
Yep. And let's now bring on Jean. Jean's calling in from Kirkland. Again, Carrie, you started the show talking about auras and aura readings. Jean would like a reading about her aura, as well as maybe kind of touch base with a little financial direction, if possible. So, Jean, welcome to the show.
Hi. Blessings to you, Benny, and to you, Carrie. It's so nice to meet you.
It's so nice to meet you, too. So, aura and money questions, did Benny say? Okay. All right. Financial. All right. First thing I'm seeing, Jean, is that you come in with a lot of greens and blues. And actually, you have a lot of purples, too. You're very intuitive. Do you recognize that?
That's where I'm trying to heal so I can get better in touch with that.
Okay. When I'm seeing that, you come in with a lot of greens and blues. So that's like the basic color. And I see that purple is like right over your head. And so what we're doing is energetically pulling it down. And actually, going back to when I see you at 2.5 to 4 years old, I'm seeing you very in touch with that. And so by 4 years old, it wasn't supported. It wasn't taught. A lot of times where I consider myself luckier is that in my family, it wasn't weird that I saw spirit. It was very open. It was talked about other people, my grandmothers and my moms, my sisters, all the ladies saw the people. So it wasn't an odd thing. But when I see no foundation, there's a part that something at 4 scared you. You could have even saw spirit, told a parent about it, and it was shut down, because I'm seeing it. You definitely, it's the purple is popped out of your energy field. So that means like a severe cut. And so that's what your, but it's aligned. So you're not only is it, are you opening it and pulling it when it's right above your seventh chakra, you're pulling it, you're aligned with it. So it's not only coming in, it's evidence that you're working on it. We're pulling it down and it merges and it lands. And tap your thymus a lot, because the thymus is where I see the high heart. That high heart is the unconditional love part. And this is where I'm seeing, and actually what's interesting is that just when I just did that to you, I saw this fiery red get out of the back of your root chakra, and it literally looked like fire. And so it's fascinating, because sometimes people, when they have trauma in past life, like being accused as a witch and burned as a witch, and remember, there was 5 million people in Europe that was killed over the times for being accused of being a witch, you know? And so it wasn't only the Salem witch hunting things. So there's a lot more. We use cleansed by fire in our history. So when you just had the fire coming out of the back of your root, that shows me that you've definitely experienced trauma with not only in this incarnation but other incarnations that has to do with opening up the intuition. But the beautiful thing, as soon as we recognize it and as soon as I pull your energy down and then I tapped your thymus, your high heart, that's the, again, unconditional love part, you quickly let that go. So think of that's another evidence for you that you're working on clearing any kind of residual energy that has to do with intuition. They're showing me that you're aligning with it, expanding on it, and that it's really in the flow with it, and that you're, and pay attention to even telepathic communication as far as thinking about people and then they call you, that kind of thing, because I'm seeing the left and the right brains blending together. And I also see kind of a serrated dodecahedron, and that's a fancy symbol for your eyes turning into being able to see energy. So looking at trees, looking at plants, looking around it is going to help exercise those eyes. And I also would do infinity eight, sideways eights, and even kind of knock it, like gently tap around your eyes. It will open up your spiritual eyes. And I say that to people in your physical eyes. It's connecting the right and left side, and especially if trauma has split it. That's going to all help you. And going to the, and this is you're doing now, and again, I'm seeing for the number 444, and so that's the sign of you for you, that the angels and guides are around you, supporting you, encouraging you. And then as far as the money thing, I'm saying, I hear the saying, one, two, tie your shoe, three, four, shut the door, five, six, pick up sticks. Whenever I hear, like, nursery rhymes, the things when it's from our history, that's, we used to sing that when I was a younger child, there's a part of me that is reviewing, Jane, the history, especially on the right side, so that's dad's side as far as money, money patterns, messages of money on father's side of the family, because they're up for review. And then I keep on going to the last 4 years, the last 4 months. This is the month of four. We're entering into April. And over the next 4 days, 4 months, 4 years, there's like a turning point. And did you see, and I see a quarter, a George Washington, so I want to recognize the George, getting thrown up in the air, and then I'm hearing heads and tails. And so what was your finances? Were you the refinance person?
No, actually, my husband lost his job in October, and so we've been without any steady, serious employment since then.
Okay, all right. Okay, when I'm seeing a quarter going up in the air, and I pay attention to how high it's going, and it's going up pretty high, but I also see it ends up tails, I mean heads. So what does that mean? That means that things that have been up in the air for him before is coming down into the physical world, right? And that they're giving you a heads up. There's some sort of George connection, and that could even be future employee or some kind of, I see a green hand, that's my sign of helper hand, so that doesn't necessarily mean a dead person. That could be a live person coming in that's some sort of connection with the job and job scenario. And I'm also, again, they're giving you a heads up, especially in the month of four. So that means right now, April. And again, I feel like if they're bringing me backwards to December, as far as different jobs that he's been looking into or different ideas that he's been, was he thinking, what did I just hear, go out on your own? What was that? Does he do something that he could go out on his own?
For my husband?
Yes.
He would rather not work for corporate America ever again.
Okay. All right. And does he have something he could go out on his own? They're totally encouraging him to go out on his own. So whatever that means to him, listen to his, having him listen to his heart. Because when I look at his energy, he's very yellow. So he's very clear cognitive. He's very corporate America. It's like business is very good for him. It's right in his colors. But he's also entering a green period. So think of that. So think of him as orange, yellow, and you come in with a lot of blue, the greens and blues. So that's where you complement each other. And I see that a lot in couples. It's really cool. We're drawn to each other because, again, we always seek that balance. Him reaching in the green parts, that's healing for him, healing of losing a job, healing of getting the rug pulled out underneath him. But also when I'm hearing a father yelling out strongly, go out on your own, having him listen to his heart, they put Bose speakers on his ears, and that's when I see Bose, that means be self-worth. They're costly speakers, and so headphones. And so that means blocking out mind chatter and that listening to people's fear stuff right now. Having him get into the heart of matters, what he wants to do with his heart, how he wants to go out there, and where he could feel, think of the quarter represents like kind of iffy, heads or tails, should I do it, should I not, that they're really encouraging him to go for it, to follow his heart and to go for what he wants to do, because I see doors opening that are beyond his wildest dreams. He feels free. He feels like he can fly, and so he's not under the thumb of what I see is a big flag that looks like it's burning, so it takes his independence away, and there's disappointment there, and so he gets his like Superman cape back, and he feels like he's in the swing of things, and he's definitely not afraid to work. He's very yellow. Yellow people are very clear cognitive. They need their wings spread. It's like, think of a hawk. You couldn't put a hawk and put it in a canary cage, right? And so think of the same thing as far as with his energy. He needs to be expanded. So anywhere where he could expand himself and be heard and be acknowledged for his knowledge, because he's smart. And again, he's going through a whole expansion period in this April too. So think of both of you together are doing a huge expansion thing. Pay attention to seeing eagles and hawks, because that's the birds of flight. And that's seeing the big picture as we have these human to human experiences, and loss of a job is a tough one. But also being able to be the bird is seeing the big picture, not getting pulled into the trauma and drama about it, and being again proactive. And many times we hear the stories of when one door got shut, it opened up, it gave us the it catapulted us into doing what our heart's desires are, and then we have extreme success in it, because when we follow the light way, it's the right way for us. And so keep on following what makes us lighter and lighter and lighter, and there's no right or wrong when it comes to us and our happiness. And so when we feel heavy and down, that's not light. And so that's what I'm seeing him feeling free. Part of the job was freeing him, and actually the dad's saying something about manifestation of desires, so he could be saying, I want to get out of here, subconsciously, and he got his wish. And so sometimes we don't like the way we get out, but it also allows us to get into different scenarios. Okay?
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. He loves to fly. Oh, he loves to fly?
Yes, he loves to fly. He's a pilot. So thank you.
Well, that would make sure that he got his wings. So he would be, I would totally encourage him to look for the George connection. Do it himself.
Wonderful. Okay. Thanks, Carrie. Have a great day.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Gene, for calling in. I believe, Carrie, that might wrap it up for the day, huh?
Yes, I do believe it is. We'll have to come back next week. And actually, I'm doing a feature tonight on News for the Soul with Nicole Whitney. So go to my website and see where I am, the guest appearing, regular shows, all that, because there's always information there. CarrieOconnor.com. And get the free newsletter.
Perfect.
So you always know when new stuff comes up.
Yep, and I apologize to Melissa. Unfortunately, we couldn't get to her. She was on waiting, and she's been waiting patiently so long. And you know what, Melissa, do me a favor. Call me back next week. Carrie will give you a reading. You'll be first up to bat.
Absolutely.
Knock it out of the park. It'll be good for you, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, Carrie, take it out of
here. All right. All right, goodbye.